Hello and welcome to episode 53 of the Disconnected Gamers Podcast, where we reconnect with life and gaming. I'm one of your hosts, Andrew, also known as J-Bond. With me, as always, the host with the most.
Your boy, Mike.
Mike, what is up? What's up? What's going on?
You know.
The usual.
Life. Life.
Breathing.
Yep.
Exhaling exhaling carbon dioxide.
All that fancy stuff.
Yeah. Thousands of microorganisms working under the skin. For those of you that don't know, I started posting a bunch of stuff on YouTube, and I am in the process of working on posting. I'm going to try to post at least one video a day. Skipping weekends. Weekends will be different because I don't, know what I'll be doing on the weekends. It's also a little bit harder to record on the weekends. But
right.
So Punch Club is a game that I got from Tiny Build. They published it. It's made by Lazy Bear Games. And I've got, I think, 6 or 7, depending on the time that this is listened to. As of the recording, I think there's 6 up. The 7th is on my computer, fully rendered out. I just need to upload it. And then I have, I think, 8 and 9 recorded.
8 and 9?
Yeah, I just have to go and edit them.
Right.
Which was interesting to figure that whole process out, because, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. It's one of those things where I'm always just,
it's like fresh-ish,
yeah,
I guess.
I always say this, and people are like, come on, stop doing that. That's not true. I'm an idiot. 9 times out of 10, I know how to do nothing. I have to figure it out. Don't have, there's no easy way to say this without kind of sounding like a dick, but I feel like I never have a fucking support network around me of people who I can, go and ask questions, right? I feel like every fucking time I want to ask somebody for help or something.
How did I do this?
Yeah,
you don't really have that.
Well, because, I know a lot of YouTubers. I know a lot of, people in the industry, right? I know a lot of video production people. But I always feel like every time I ask them these questions, because they are so – hell, one of my friends that I, know personally, works at a TV station, and he basically runs all the back end. But I always feel every time I'm asking them, these really dumb questions –
right.
That, they just – and I'm like, I don't fucking know. I'm anybody else who's starting this thing. And it's weird because I'm like, are these people just annoyed because they assume that I do know? I don't know. Is there this assumption that maybe somehow I know all this stuff and, know. But in any case, so I always, try to ask people questions and figure stuff out, because I don't know. I've never – I did video editing in grade school, because did you ever have a music class?
Yeah.
Okay, so we had a music class, and my school was all Macs, and my teacher was, and still is, well, he's still teaching, and he still is this way. He's crazy about tech. He loves new stuff. He had a mini disc player. But he had, a home mini disc player. He didn't have the portable one. He had the actual, stereo deck with a mini disc player recorder. And so he could record his own. And, you could record them with the portable ones, but he had one of those. He had, the first Macs that had FireWire, and we had the first, DV cameras. And every class, my guess is they probably still do this, had to do, a video project. And you had to work around iMovie when it was new, and so
class?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I don't remember doing that.
It was like music and media. We also played a guessing game where he would play music, and you'd split the class in half, and it would be try and figure out who it is.
I remember those. Yep.
Yeah, and my team always won. And I'm not even trying to be a dick about it. My team always won. I remember this one time, you know the song The Devil Went Down to Georgia?
Yeah.
Okay, Charlie Daniels Band. Fantastic song. Fantastic man. And literally, he plays it, and it's just the first two drum beats. The d-d-d-d, you know? Well, that's three, but the d-d-d. And I was like, I know it. And he was like, it's two drum beats. And I was like, it's Charlie Daniels Band. Devil Went Down to Georgia. And then he's like,
Ouch.
and he plays the rest of the song, and that's what it was. And then another kid on my team who I didn't like this kid. Now who knows what the hell happened to him years later. And it's just a crowd. It's just crowds. The music hadn't started playing yet. Like it was off a live disc, right? And he raises his hand and I'm like, are you out of your mind? Like even I have no idea what the hell this could be. And he's just like Metallica.
Based
And
off the crowd.
based off the crowd, right? And the teacher's like, that's correct. What song? And so he's like, I know this album. He's like, I know this album. He's like, I know this album. What songs were on the album, right? And he's like, Batteries. And it was Batteries. And I was like, you're fucking kidding me.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we had a couple other kids. Had a
That's
couple other
crazy too.
kids that would get like, but I mean, it was like, I see that was because I always listened to older music and obscure music anyways.
Right.
And like, so like, I would get all the old stuff. And I would rely on everybody else on the team to get like to compete with the other team to get the new stuff
The
first,
new stuff, yeah.
you know, because that was where the competition was, is who could, you know, name like Britney Spears or something first.
Right,
But it
the
was like
most
on the
pop
ridiculously
stuff.
old stuff, like, you know, Steve Miller Band. That was one of the final like Jeopardy versions. It was Steve Miller Band, Fly Like an Eagle. I nailed it, of course.
Nice.
Classic. What a
Okay,
fucking random story to tell. But
I like it.
so we always did that kind of like tech stuff. So we were using the cameras. So like when I was in like, you know, 8th grade, I had experience with
You had a
iMovie.
basic knowledge of,
And
you
then
know.
when I was in college, we had to I took like a meet we had to take like a new media class basically, and it was just like
One.
experimenting with new tech. So it was like, you know,
Some more
oh
modern-ish
yeah, it was like take out a
stuff.
digital camera from the lab and, you know,
Go
go
do
take photos
this.
and stuff for like and then bring back in your like,
Your
you know,
results,
yeah,
et cetera, et
exactly. And I
cetera.
was like, what if I already have a digital SLR camera? And the teacher was like,
Right.
oh, and I was like, why is this like shocking? Like at that point in time, it was like 2013, like
Yeah,
everybody had one, you
digital
know?
was in, and everyone
Yeah.
had a digital
Like we
camera.
like the digital revolution had already, I kind of wanted to be like, yeah,
Yeah, how do we
everybody's
start?
digital cameras aren't old. Everyone knows how to use them. But it was more
Right.
explaining the you know, taking footage in RAW versus just straight, you know, JPEG or whatever
JPEG,
settings, and
yeah.
then how to work with them in Photoshop, which for some of these kids, they'd never done any of that stuff before.
Right.
Right? Like my advantage was I had used these things. I just didn't know what the hell I was doing or how to make anything cool with them.
Right. Right. Right.
And then so one of the projects was like, you know, we had to do like a couple videos, and so that is like the amount of experience I have had with Final Cut. And that was Final Cut
Okay.
Express, not even Final Cut Pro. And Final Cut Express at this point is now, I don't know, at
Super
least
big
it's well, it's probably 4 or 5 years old, which I mean in tech terms means it's
Oh,
ancient.
it's ancient, yeah.
Because at this point, if you're not on the newest software, you might as well go fuck yourself.
That should just be the slogan for everything. If you're
Yeah,
not
if
on
you don't have the
stuff,
iPhone 7,
so
go to hell.
go to, yeah, get out of here.
Well, it's like the Ricky Bobby, if you don't chew Big Red, then fuck you. But it's
Yeah.
basically like, I mean,
That's
tech
kind of.
changes so fast, but
Oh, yeah.
so I still have Final Cut Express on my machine because
Gotcha.
I had to buy it when I was at
You had to
school.
buy it,
I mean, it
right?
was only like it could have been like $50, which for what it is a deal and a half.
Right,
It's like
because I'm super.
even my creative suite, I'm on CS4, and at work I was on CS2 because I had it. I wasn't gonna pay to upgrade and
I
not even
know.
on that stupid cloud. Goddamn cloud. I hate the cloud. I really do. I hate, like, I don't care what it is. I hate the cloud. Oh, but it backs up your data. I hate it. I'll back up my
Cloud's
data.
gonna be frustrating, yeah.
I'll
Like, let
back
me
up
do it
my data
myself.
myself. I can buy a, $50 external hard drive
External
and
hard
back
drive,
up my
yeah,
shit.
exactly. Yeah.
I don't want you to have it on your cloud, because then everybody else has the potential to get at it.
Yeah, exactly. Take your information
You
or,
know, and then
whatever.
there's the, what are you so afraid about? Nothing. It's my shit. I'm
Yeah,
not
I don't
gonna,
want people
I'm
taking
not
my
like,
shit.
ask some person to give you fucking their baby photos. Well, that would be
Yeah.
weird, right? Okay, well, that's the equivalent of putting it on the cloud.
Cloud,
Someone
yeah.
could potentially go look at it. We've seen this happen, you know, with Steam. Steam just this past holiday, when they had the cacheing error where you'd log in and see someone else's info. It's like, you know, the cloud is not perfect. They call it a cloud. Well, you know what clouds do? Clouds rain sometimes. Clouds dissipate sometimes. Lightning storms? Those come from clouds, bitches.
Perfect
Science.
now.
Yeah. What now, motherfucker?
Science, bitches.
So, yeah, I don't like the cloud. I've never been a fan of the cloud. I want to be able to I'm but that's also like a tactile thing. Like, I don't like digital games as much. I want to be able to have it physically.
Physically, right.
Which is just like th that would be today, you know, 10 years from
And
now, that'll be what makes you a hoarder. Like, you have physical copies of
physical.
games and stuff. Why isn't your stuff on the cloud? Because why are you a
Because,
hoarder? We're
yeah.
staging an intervention. It's all online. No, it's like the Matrix. Fuck that shit.
Right. Not that shit.
It's like, think about it. What dystopian movie have you ever seen that everything didn't get blown up and destroyed at the end of it? Okay? It doesn't work.
Fair
Just
enough.
saying it. It's truth.
Fair
Truth
enough.
hurts.
Dropping the truth on this Connected Gaming podcast, bitches. So that's it. That's all we need to talk about. We're done.
Yeah.
That's a good episode.
Twelve minutes in and we're good.
Yeah.
So anyways, to go back to where we started, yeah, I don't know how to, I don't know what I'm doing with video editing, right? It's super basic. I record the gameplay, I record the audio, I put them together,
Splice it together.
and then I finally figured out like how to do custom thumbnails on YouTube so that it doesn't just like, you can arbitrarily like pick a screenshot from the video, but you can also just
Right.
upload your own so that you can put like numbers in it so that you know.
Oh,
People
okay,
know
so that's
like
how
number
people,
four, five, six,
yeah.
seven of whatever, you
So
know,
just
let's
have it in
play.
the text, have it on the image.
Exactly. So I figured that out. And then I figured out how to, within the video itself, like every X amount of time, it puts up a little thing on the screen that says, like the video, like, comment, subscribe, you know? And then it disappears. It's like a little.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what it's called, a caption thing, whatever it's called,
Well, it's
the
not even.
specific word for it.
Yeah,
Not
something like
caption,
that.
but I know what you're talking about,
Yeah,
though.
like it just pops up
Yeah.
on the screen for a
Yeah.
minute and then it like, I mean it's like 10 seconds.
Annotation, I think.
Yeah, but it's, well, it's not
Yeah.
an annotation though, 'cause
Oh,
it's
I
in
don't know what
the,
it's called on
yeah.
Facebook, but yeah.
'Cause it's
It
in
like
the
pops up.
actual, it's in the actual video. It's not one of the things that like pops up and you can
Oh,
click
okay.
on it.
Never mind.
I put it in the
Gotcha.
actual video. Yeah, I don't know how to do annotations yet. That's on the list. So I have those and that's whatever. So I finally figured that out. I've got the thumbnails. The audio is better because I finally figured out how to like sync it. Big shout out to Kinda Funny Kevin for like explaining to me what a sync point is. Because he was super helpful on Twitter when I was tweeting back and forth with him. And we chatted at PSX for like a minute or two about video editing. So that just because again, I don't have anyone to ask. Every
Have
once in a
to
while, people have
get
like,
someone new to pick their brain.
people will offer up info, and then I'll go back and ask them like follow-up stuff, and then I just don't get an answer. And I'm always like, is it me? It's clearly got to be me, right?
Sure, they're just usually busy.
I guess.
I don't think it's you
Maybe
necessarily.
they don't like me and they just don't want to tell me.
Or they're just like, well, I kind of already told them, so I'm not really going to tell them again. And they just don't answer. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It is what it is. But I do have some, I mean, very helpful people that help me with like Twitch stuff. Like Cody helped me, yes, well, you would be yesterday of the recording, but depending on when you guys are hearing this. I forgot to say, it's Saturday, January 16th, by the
It's
way.
not Sunday.
It's not Sunday.
It's gonna be your Sunday.
And she helped me figure out how to do an uptime command. She also gave me some advice on like stream layout and things like that. So that was super helpful. And then Sancho West had come by one of my streams when I was doing Uncharted 4, and he helped me with the audio because he was like, it's like, I guess it was just really unbalanced. But like, I can't monitor the stream. You know what I
Right,
mean?
yeah.
It's like so hard to do that because like my internet is good enough, but my computer isn't, and I don't like having to set up both my laptop and my PC to run stuff. So, and also I think I'm starting to feel the effects of not having like a very powerful computer for streaming. But I'm not buying a new computer anytime soon, so we're
Right,
screwed. I
no,
think the
because you
reality is it means that I have to like stream for, I think I might have to like stream for 2 hours and then restart the stream. Like close XSplit and reopen it.
really.
Because it seems like the longer it's running, the worse that like lag and stuff starts to happen. But part of
Interesting.
me is also like, it might be the Elgato again. Like, because it seems like it's the Elgato that can't keep up.
Do you have an older one? I don't know if they have newer
I have the
ones. I
old
don't.
one, yeah. I have the
Okay, so
old
maybe
one.
that could be it.
I don't
Yeah.
have I have the game capture HD. I do not have the HD 60, which is the USB one. But it's USB 2.0. I didn't know that. I don't realize they're both USB 2.0, so I don't know how the HD 60 could possibly be any better. It just may be more compatible with like Windows 10. The other thing is that there's the AVerMedia card, which is a different brand. They have a USB 3.0 card. So and since they're between the HD 60 and the AVer card, they're basically the same price, and I think I'd rather have USB 3.0 because that would help.
Coverage too, yeah.
You know, that would help eliminate stuff. I'm also wondering if maybe what I need to do is get a powered USB hub because I'm using every single USB
Every
port
single,
on
yeah.
the Alpha. And I'm wondering if because there's so much power being sent out through the USB
Slowing it
ports that the
down.
Elgato gets less.
Slowed
It's
down or
yeah, maybe
whatever, yeah.
somehow
Or
in some
less,
weird
yeah.
way. I don't, again, I don't know. I'm not an
Yeah, that
engineer.
could be, but
So
well,
I'm
that
wondering
tech
if maybe I
is.
get a just a self-powered USB hub that it would
Right.
give more power
So
to the
only way to
devices,
find
I
out.
guess. Yeah, so I gotta do that. I gotta get more insulation and soundproofing panels because
Oh, that
those
way.
actually they actually kind of work pretty good.
Nice.
They work
So we
better
get
than I expected.
less noise complaints.
Less noise complaints, but even the sound is better. Like it seems like when I'm
It's
just
a
like,
lot to.
yeah, like it seems like when I'm playing games with the TV noise on, like not on my headset, like it seems like the sound is like fuller. Maybe because it's not just bouncing off the walls, it's kind of
Right,
bouncing off
it's.
the, you know, the panels are doing what they're supposed to do, I guess.
Right, yeah.
But I kind of want to get another set and put some more on. Because I can put more on like a few different areas of the wall, because like right now they're kind of spread out. But if it's like $20, you know, it's one of
That's
those
not
things.
too.
It's not a crazy investment.
No, right.
So
And it actually does help, so
it seems like it does help.
it's not like just wasting your money.
Yeah, because like part of it is it keeps noise in the room, but it also keeps other noise out of the room.
Out, right. So where did you acquire these
So
real
like the
quick?
dog when the
Sidebar.
dog barks, what?
And then no one uses it. Where did you acquire these, by the way?
eBay.
eBay? Okay.
eBay. Yeah, I can send you the link. What I originally got was a dozen 12 by 12 by 1 inch thick panels. And I literally just rolled tape over itself, like to make fake double stick tape, and stuck them
Right.
to the wall. And that was
Oh.
it. Like I used blue painter's tape
Simple.
and just made it like double stick by just wrapping it around
Doubles.
itself and just stuck them to the wall. And they only one fell. And they've been up for, I don't know, at least 2 weeks now, I want to say.
Nice.
I'll go and push them back up against the wall to just kind of like make sure that they're
Make
secure.
sure, yeah.
But I mean, my guess is maybe they'd work a little bit better, but I don't think it would matter if they weren't up against the wall or not. In theory, maybe it works better that they're slightly off the wall.
Right.
Who knows? I'm not an acoustical engineer. But what, so the, that was like 17 something with free shipping off eBay.
Nice.
But they make 12 by 12 by 2 inch thick panels. So the ridges on the like foam would be deeper, which maybe might catch more, like keep more noise out or keep more noise in, I suppose. So I'm going to get those ones because those ones are like 20 something with free shipping.
Nice.
But yeah, they're both off eBay. There's also an umbrella stand, like, you know, the light kits that everybody uses with the big umbrellas and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was thinking about getting one of those to make the lighting better for the green screen.
Didn't look too bad the last few streams.
No, it looks okay. It looks better when I use the PlayStation camera than when I use the webcam that I have.
Oh,
so part of me is also like, maybe I just need to spend my money on a better webcam rather than
right.
the lights. But at the same time, I'm like, but then I have a useless webcam because I'm not going to use it again.
Yeah, basically.
So it's like, I'd rather get the
like
light.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's like, I'd rather go for the light kit because the lights will be... the lights won't hurt, you know? Having better lighting
wouldn't
hurt.
Yeah. Have a better lighting in general as well.
Yeah.
If your lights are too great to begin with.
Right. And, yeah. I mean, ultimately, though, I think I'd rather... if I could make two purchases, which would require money, it would be, it would be a beast computer.
Right.
It would be a new capture card. Because, like, this one, Elgato did replace it. At least I sent them mine, and they sent me another one. I don't know whether it is literally the same one they sent back, you know, and they just reshelled it because the numbers on the back are different. But at least it works. It works.
Hey, yeah.
I'm knocking on some wood, but, you know, it works. It's just I don't know if it's the computer has trouble keeping up with it when the stream goes on for a really long time, or maybe the card can't, because the Elgato thing gets really hot. Like it gets like I picked it up and it was hot to the touch, and I thought that was a bit.
That's a bit much.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of weird. So I don't know. I really don't. You know, I keep it basically kind of elevated vertically so that there's kind of air around it. I'm just like, I'm not
right,
gonna put what am I gonna put a fucking fan on it? What do I gotta liquid cool my capture card? So I don't, it is what it is, right? It's
right.
We are creating content in the most half-assed and inexpensive way possible.
Content is content.
Yeah, and it's, you know what, like I said, you can go watch the videos, youtube.com/c/thedgcast, and, you know, you be the judge. I think they're okay. They're in HD. I finally figured that out, you know, so at least the videos are in HD. And it's nice, too, because for right now, I'm learning how to do it with Punch Club, which is an indie game. And there's a couple other games that I'm going to try and make a few videos of, but... at least when we get to like something like Uncharted 4, I can do Uncharted 4 videos. You know, maybe I'll do an Uncharted 4 Let's Play. You know, maybe
That'd
I'll
cool.
do Uncharted 4 multiplayer videos. I think a lot of people are going to do that. I think the people who did, you know, Uncharted 2 and Uncharted 3 stuff, like Triple Rec, I guarantee you he will be pushing out Uncharted 4 content like nobody's business.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
And if anybody from Naughty Dog is listening, though I highly doubt it, hey, if you want to send me an advanced copy so I can make a Let's Play in advance and have it scheduled to publish once the game goes live and the embargoes break.
He's not going to say no.
I'm not going to say no. So, that's that. I've been doing enough talking for the time being. Mike, hit me with your topic.
I think it's time to get to the topic. Okay, so, Nintendo has decided to delete some Mario Maker levels. There's an article on Kotaku that I think was posted either today or yesterday.
Yesterday by Patrick Klepek. Yep.
Yes. And it does clarify it in the article, but it also doesn't, that if they're either deemed not unplayable, but not, they're not played as much, no, like no stars, no...
Now, what
you
is
know,
a star?
Plays.
Is a star like
if
I
someone
like it?
Basically like yeah, okay. If someone liked it. Yeah, so like low. If it has low popularity, no stars, they're just going to delete it. But There's a whole bunch of when I had it, there's a whole bunch of stages that had like no stars, small plays, and that's gonna be a whole bunch of stages to delete, at least way in the thousands.
Right.
And then that upsets me because I made a few levels, and I didn't think they were too hard because you have to beat the level to upload
Upload it, right.
it. Yeah, so does that mean they're going to delete every single level that just, they just deem unplayable or, that they think is low even though people have tried it, they just never finished it? Are those going to be deleted? That's my question. Because there's my levels were played, and I think maybe one or two got starred, but does that put it up for deletion, even though it's not a super, you should play this level? Does that make it that does that put up for deletion?
Right.
And then I think, of course, if there's glitches, they're gonna delete glitched levels, they're gonna delete that. And then there's another something about censoring.
I
So I
saw
guess
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
like specific
He
rules, they're
made
gonna and
Okay, so here, okay, I'm reading the article. It's down like halfway. The creator made a level called Honey, I Shroomed the Mario. Like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Anyways. And somebody reported it, and Nintendo deleted it because his shorthand for mushroom to reference an old movie was deemed related to criminal activity. Now, related to criminal activity is in quotes, so my assumption is that that is what Nintendo provided to him as an explanation. Which is just like one, really? Like, fuck you, person who reported it. Because, like, have you never seen Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? Are you that, like, young? You're like, what, you fucking five? You shouldn't be on Mario Maker on the internet anyways.
It's true. It's very true.
Like, stupid people. And if you're an adult, and if you're an adult who reported it, you are also an idiot because
You
you
should know
have to
better.
know that it's Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and it's a
The ref.
reference. Like, first off, you shroom Mario every time you play the damn game. You know why? Because you take the mushroom to get bigger. Duh.
That's true.
Like, so really, if you were that offended by it, I guess you wouldn't even be playing the damn game anyways. And you've never played a Mario, ever, except for maybe the first one until you were
The
so
first one,
offended by the concept of eating mushrooms.
right.
Fucking people.
Yeah, I get it, but at the same time, yeah, that's
I
super
don't get it
dumb.
at all. No, I think it's bullshit. The whole thing is bullshit to me. And like I don't think I'm
True,
alone in
yeah,
this.
because it's not a
Nintendo can't be like, "Hey, we're deleting your level 'cause it's unpopular." Well,
right.
fuck you.
Yeah,
What
no,
the f like what
that's
if I
dumb.
buy the game and I have zero friends? I'm an introvert. I know nobody. And I build this level and I put it up online and it's not like I have friends to be like, "Hey, go play my level." I gotta hope
Right.
that maybe somebody sees it
Some
in
play.
whatever. I don't I've never like used Mario Maker, so I don't know how you search for levels, but so you gotta rely on somebody to find your level. Well, if nobody finds your level, you're gonna delete it and tell me I can't re-upload it?
Yeah, exactly.
And then
So
but
that's
like I can
frustrating.
rebuild the level
From
exactly as it
scratch.
was and then re-upload it with a different name. And hopefully somebody sees it.
Someone will play, yeah. Yeah, that's.
I don't like I don't I just don't like it one bit. It's no different than when
That's
Nintendo was
yeah.
overreaching with the YouTube copyright stuff.
Oh,
Like
yeah.
you can't pull my level and not tell people why. And of course they're gonna say, but actually we can, because in the legal jargon of the EULA, it says we can remove content for any reason we deem necessary, and we don't have to tell you. But it doesn't set a good precedent when people are having their levels removed, presumably because nobody's played them yet.
Yeah,
Like
which is ridiculous.
I have levels on Sound Shapes that are still there. They're still up. Who knows? Maybe somebody's played them since I mean, I haven't played Sound Shapes in forever, but maybe somebody's jumped on and played them. I don't know. But you're gonna tell me they're gonna start deleting my levels because nobody plays them and I never log in? Like, that's
Yeah.
crap. Think about how many levels in Little Big Planet wouldn't exist.
Right. Because people put all their hard work and time into it, and then Nintendo's just like, nope,
Yeah, like
gone.
nobody played it, so you're a piece of shit. Deleted.
Yeah. I'm glad you wasted your time.
Yeah, I don't I don't like that.
That's
Courses with
super
low
annoying.
popularity will automatically be deleted from the server. Like, that's crap.
Yeah.
Like, what if I didn't see it? What if I
Right.
didn't play it? What if I want to
Right.
go
Oh, yeah.
back? And, like, I guess my problem is it means the lifeblood of this game is not going very far. Because if I want to go back and play a bunch of dumb levels like 10 years from now, I mean, granted, you assume the Wii U works 10 years from now, but for the sake of the argument, if I want to jump back online way after the game has launched and play
Play it
some
from
random
level.
levels, are you telling me I'm only going to be able to play levels that were super high popularity? And what happens when those ones become unpopular because nobody
Delete
plays them
those?
anymore? Do you just
Yeah.
delete every. So by the time we're done with this, no levels will be played because the game's so inactive? Like, who's going to keep playing the same level over and over again? Probably nobody.
Probably nobody. Yeah,
You know,
that's.
I don't, so no, I don't like it at all. I don't like it one bit. I think that
I'm not a big fan of
you're telling me I bought your game and you're giving me the ability cr to create stuff, but if it's unpopular, we're just going to delete it and we're
We're
not going
just,
to
yeah,
let you
good.
put it back up. Like, there's nothing offensive about a level that nobody plays. There's nothing
No,
wrong with
right.
that. Like,
Just.
even the Shroom to the Mario, like, that's so dumb. And you know
Yeah.
what? Put in a fucking word block and be like, okay, you can't use the word shroomed in a title.
Yeah.
And then instead, it would
Normally
just
they
be,
do censor stuff
you
like
know,
that,
Honey,
but
I Shrunk the Mario. Like, what difference does it make?
yeah.
So no,
Just
so yeah, my,
it irks
you
me
know,
to.
and that's the other thing that, 'cause so somebody put it that this is, there's a Reddit thread going on about this, and it's linked in the Kotaku article, and somebody commented and said, "I see insane levels in Twitch, and everybody is having fun." My assumption is that he's saying they're insane in the point that nobody can beat it. He makes a
Yeah.
level that is medium, a little hard, and after 100 attempts, nobody clears it and it gets wiped out by Nintendo. Right? So it's like, so if someone makes a level that's just absolutely bonkers and nobody can beat it because it's so crazy, that level gets to stay because it gets tons of attempts.
Right.
But if somebody makes a level that nobody can beat, but only like 50 people play it, like that one gets deleted. Like,
Gone,
why isn't
yeah.
that? Why doesn't that one get the same treatment as the other one? If nobody can beat it, it's not good.
Yeah, if it's unbeatable, then don't keep it. Yeah, ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous.
Yeah, and having to rebuild your original level is ridiculous.
Yeah, and rename it and make
Yeah.
sure the keywords are right and all that. Yeah, no, it's. Like I could see, okay, deleting a glitch level, fine, whatever, no big deal, get rid of it, you
Yeah.
know? But yeah, deleting something that someone actually worked hard on and maybe had like five friends beat and
Yeah.
then just getting rid of it, it's ridiculous.
Now, can you again, 'cause I don't have Mario Maker. Can you make an infinite amount of levels? Like, could you just constantly be making levels and uploading them? Like in Little Big Planet, there's no limit to how many levels you can make, right?
There was like a few pages from I remember. I mean, I think they said they were gonna add more to it, but I think it was like,
Pages.
or not pages, but they had it set like Super Mario 3, like World 1, World 2, World 3,
Yep.
World 4, World
Okay.
5. They had it set like that, so.
Okay.
But I remember it being like 10 rows, so
Gotcha.
essentially five, like five levels each row.
Okay, so like
And I think
50
they're like,
levels.
so like 50, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know if they upped the cap or not, because I haven't played it in a while
Yeah.
since. Yeah. But I mean, you can make a decent amount of levels, yeah. So I mean, I guess essentially, if you made the 50 levels, so then they could just be like, okay, well, 40 levels are terrible because no one's played them. You're keeping 10 of them. We're deleting, the 40.
Yeah. No, it's like
Ridiculous.
I'm just not a fan of that concept at all.
Oh yeah, they're definitely gonna have to do something about it.
Well, or
Or
explain it,
come to
because like if
terms.
I'm a content creator and I'm literally just trying to make Mario levels, I better know what the hell I'm spending my time doing if you're just gonna
Right,
delete it anyways. Like
exactly.
that's not cool at all. So I don't know what the situation would be on that one. It just seems odd. It seems
Super out, yeah.
odd that you have to be deleting people's content because it's unpopular, which is just we it's a weird form of censorship and I don't like it 'cause you know what? Guess what? There's tons of people with no Twitter followers and they're still allowed.
It's true. They
You know,
still have
they're still like, it's not like their tweets are getting deleted because they have no followers,
it.
right?
No sense to me.
Yeah, I'm gonna go on the record and say 100%. I do not agree. I don't like it, because I
I'm not.
guarantee you, I would make some stupid levels that would end up getting deleted. And my guess is most of the levels I would have made in Sound Shapes would probably have gotten deleted.
I'm pretty sure all my levels are gone. I'll have to just re-get it and check because I'm pretty sure they're gone.
Yeah,
Which is
it's.
stupid. Because I
Yeah.
tried to get creative with my levels too, and yeah. Thanks, Nintendo.
Yeah,
Thanks for
like,
wasting my time.
that's the thing. It's a huge waste of people's time, and it's unfair. You like,
Super unfair.
the whole point of the game is to make random fun Mario things. And you know what? If maybe not everybody sees it because I'm not like Twitch famous or Twitter famous, like that's not a bad thing.
No, right,
How
yeah.
else, like, basically what they're saying is, unless you're already famous going into Mario Maker, you're not going to get your levels to stay, right? Because you don't have a following to go and play them and you know, like them and star them or whatever. You know, so the people who are Twitch famous are going to be prote they're basically protecting the Twitch famous people, you know, and the YouTube famous people.
Basically.
Because they're just saying, hey, if you guys make dumb levels that are either ridiculously hard or ridiculously easy, they'll be there forever because, you know, tons of people complain. You know, or by sheer luck, you get, you know, when you upload your level, a ton of people see it or something.
Right.
No, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan at all. I
Same.
think I was, when you first told me that they were pulling levels, I was like, oh, penis coins. Of course.
Right, yeah, the dirty levels
Like
now,
that's,
just
I was
straight up.
immediately, that was my first thought, was like, oh, penis coins everywhere. Like, sure. But no, it's, that's not it. They're just
Straight up
pulling
penis
levels because they're
coins.
unpopular. Like, go to hell. Go to hell, Nintendo. I'm so, like, I love Nintendo and I
But
hate
I'm
them.
s
I'm
yeah, I'm
sick
sick
of
of
the
their shit.
stupid, I'm sick of the stupid moves they've been making.
Oh yeah.
Like, the 3DS without a fucking charger. I don't own a 3DS. I've
Yeah.
never owned one. So you're telling me I'm gonna drop 200 bills on the newest one with all the cool bells and the whistles and the Pokemon things that are freaking awesome, and I want one, but no
And then
charger.
drop another
Whatever, 10 or 15 bucks
10,
on a
15
stupid
bucks.
charger, but I like, just put it in the fucking box.
Yeah. Why does it not include one? Don't just assume everyone kept their chargers when they went to trade them in.
And the other thing is, you can't. Sarah,
Oh, that's
Sarah
right. Yeah.
Thompson, she said,
Oh,
because
yeah.
she used to work at would be EB Games in Canada, but she said you can't trade in a console or a handheld without the charger. So if you were gonna trade in your 3DS to get a new one, you'd still have to buy a charger anyways. So it's like,
It's true.
what did you ha like? So you're telling me that I'm supposed to keep this old piece of 3DS tech and like split between two chargers? I'm probably not using the old 3DS if I get a new one.
Right now. And then you can't sell it because you
Right,
have to sell the charger.
I can't
Yeah.
sell it at GameStop. I could sell it online without a
Right,
charger,
yeah.
but it's like now you're gonna have an influx of 3DSs online with no chargers.
Good job, Nintendo.
Yeah, it just seems dumb. The only way that that would have made sense was if they had done a recycling program where if
Or like a
you.
new, or made a new proprietary charger, change the input or whatever on it, and you had to have a new charger. That would have made sense, but no.
Oh,
Same
no,
charger.
they, you can use the same. I'm happier when they use the same charger.
Right, no. Right, yeah.
Cause some people like me keep their old hardware, but then I have two chargers, right? So when my
Continue to
laptop, when I
charge.
got a new laptop, when I got a new MacBook because my other one died, I lucked out
Kept
and
the.
had two chargers because the chargers were the same. And I still have them both. I had one I left at home and I had one that I left at work. And then that way I saved myself the like 2 pounds of having to lug the charger back and forth with me in a backpack.
Right.
If I wasn't going home or work, I just needed to make sure that I had it with me. And fuck Apple because they've now changed the chargers again. And I just wish they would stop
Okay,
doing that.
yeah, companies can stop doing
Like,
that.
and my problem is the MagSafe charger, the magnetic charger, is the pinnacle. It is the Mona Lisa of power charging devices. It is. It's perfect. Like, nobody can argue that the MagSafe charger is not perfect. I don't know how many times I would have fucking tanked my laptop to the ground. Except for the fact that the laptop cable charges by, it's held in place by a magnet, so it just pops off.
Oh, damn.
Like, I can't, I more than once on one Dell laptop that I owned, I broke the power charger and I had to send it out to be replaced because the power charger was one of the like circular things that clicks in to the back.
Yeah.
And I would put it down on something that wasn't a flat surface, like a bed or a chair or whatever, and it would hit it the wrong way and it would just bend it
Yeah.
and just that's it.
Ugh.
And it's like the MagSafe is the pinnacle of charging. Like even if USB went to magnetic, I'd be like, cool, except for the
Cool.
fact that if it disconnected
Oh,
accidentally
yeah.
because you were like transferring data, that would be no bueno. So like I
That would
get that
suck.
USB has to be secure, but the
Right.
power charger is something that's, it's in a lot of the time, right? You don't always have a USB in, but you might always have power.
True.
The MagSafe was the best. I think engineering wise, it was the best, and I think it's the perfect design. I think it's
So
stupid to
they
walk away from
stopped
it.
using that.
Well, they changed it to a like a thinner one, and then on the new MacBook, like it's not a Pro or an Air. It's like super, super thin, and it uses USB C, which is like a like oval thin. Like think the Oculus logo, how it's like the like odd O sideways. It's like that is like this the shape of the connector, instead of how
Weird.
like USB is now is like a
Is
rectangle. It's like a thin oval, but it's not
weird.
magnetic. It's that's the only port on the new MacBook, and that's how you charge it. That's how you connect stuff to it.
That's dumb.
Yeah, the regular MacBooks, as far as I know, still do use the MagSafe, but it's not. It's they chow. Oh God, it's a
It's
need
not the
to.
same.
It's yeah. It's Oh, where is it? It's Wow, really? Yeah. So it's the MagSafe that I have, except it's thinner. So it like it's a different charger because they just changed the shape of it. And my guess is they would be like, we needed to do it to make the laptops thinner. But
Yeah, cut caught or
like
cut
ultimately
corners.
it's the same, like on the retinas it's the same damn connector, but it's like you've made it thinner. And I mean they did this years ago, like this isn't new. It's just
Oh, okay.
annoying for me because it's like I want to be able to use the same chargers I have, because all I'm going to do is recycle this laptop, right? Because by the time I get rid of this thing it's probably just toast. And then I can keep, and then I have three chargers because when I buy my new laptop, I'd have
Right.
another one, another one, another.
Like another one, another one.
which like, fucking Nintendo. They
Yeah.
force you. They're like they kind of force you into this position of like you have to buy the new one, right?
Yeah.
Like when
Basically.
the so I have an original DS. And then it was like, so it was original DS, then it was like DS Lite, then DSi, and then 3DS, I think.
Yeah,
And now
3DS, yeah.
you've got the new 3DS.
DSX on the new 3DS XL.
Right, well, I don't care about the different sizes. I just mean in terms of my original DS can't play 3DS games, right?
Right.
And the new 3DS will have games that don't play on the
On the
3DS.
3DS. Yep.
So it's like they force you to
To get
constantly
into,
have to
yep.
upgrade with remote or not remote backwards compatibility with like the older 3DSs. But it's like if you want to play those new games, even if you just want to play one of them, you got to shell out the $200 on a new 3DS, a
Yep.
new 3DS. What a stupid naming convention, by the way.
Stupid concept. It's the 3DS, but
The
it's
fucking
new.
new 3D like.
Like, just
I need a Nintendo
fucking.
3DS, a Nintendo 3DS, or a new Nintendo 3DS. Well, I don't want a used one. No. It's called the new Nintendo 3DS.
Yeah.
That's the name.
Yeah.
Do you have a used new Nintendo 3DS? Like,
Right?
what the fuck were you thinking?
Who decides on these?
I don't know. But,
Someone has to fire the marketing team.
it's just like, yeah, it's so dumb. Like, and I get it. They were probably like, well, we have the new Super Mario Brothers and the new Super Luigi. Like,
Yeah.
that's a game, though.
I don't give a shit.
You're calling the fucking product the
New?
new Nintendo 3DS. It's dumb. It's just.
No, what's C steak?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm happy that it has the C stick. Like, I think that's
Right,
cool.
yeah.
That'll change it up a bit. Because it's like they didn't have a dual stick before, you know.
Yeah, it's their attempt at a dual stick without a peripheral.
Right. And then, like, when you think, like, N64 games that would have had a single stick, now you've got the C stick, basically, that, you know, it's basically like the Nintendo DS to me has always just been a portable N64.
Essentially, yeah,
I've always
because
just kind of looked at it that way. But, you know, with networking and way better games and
online,
online and stuff like that, which is cool. But yeah, fucking Apple, fucking Nintendo. That's a whole nother discussion I was having the other day with somebody about how if I so I've we because we're going back to the beginning, the whole Final Cut thing. I want to get better video editing software because Final Cut Express is super limited. So I'm like, oh, maybe I'll just get Final Cut Pro or Final Cut X, whatever it is. It's like $300. And that means that if this MacBook that I have now dies,
You just
I kind of
show
have to get a new laptop. I kind of have to get a new MacBook because I'm going to spend $300 on software that I won't be able to use unless I have an Apple.
It's true.
So then it ties me into having to buy a Mac again, which I'm kind of already tied into now because I have a good amount of software currently
Right.
that works on this machine. I've got my CS4, I've got Pro Tools, I've got Cubase, I've got Final Cut Express.
Basically, everything you need,
For
you
the
got
most
it.
part, everything I need, everything I can work
Or,
with, you know?
right. Right, right, right.
But if I get a new machine that's a PC, I have to get Creative
You
Cloud.
have,
Because I need the Adobe stuff, so I'd have to get Creative Cloud. So now you're talking $600 a year just to have that software. And yes, I know you can get them a la carte, but I need the full suite because I need
need the full,
more
yeah.
than two programs basically. So I would need the I would so now I'm shelling out $600 a year as where currently I am shelling out zero a year. And
Jeez.
then I don't know that I would be able to get Pro Tools and or Cubase on that machine, which means then I might have to go buy recording software again. And I don't
You're
want to do
spending.
that because that is literally just something that my friends and I do for fun. Like we don't there's like we recorded stuff before Christmas and I still haven't even like fully edited it out. Like I haven't fully mixed down the files.
Whoops.
Which I really should do, and they keep asking me every once in a while, and I'm like, yeah, it's all set up, I just haven't done it. At least, to, you know, now the past like week or so, I've had the excuse of like figuring out YouTube stuff. But, anyways, just move along. I was going to talk about The Division and how it's basically a lot like Destiny, or they're saying it's more like Destiny than you think. I mean, I like Destiny, so I don't actually think that this is a bad thing, but I watched the gameplay video. It was on a post on GameSpot and written by
I saw the IGN
Scott
stuff.
Butterworth. Nice last name. And basically, you know, it's there, you know, it's saying it's similar to Destiny. Like it's so here's the thing. Despite the massively multiplayer ambitions hinted at in the game's earliest trailers, The Division is not an MMO. It is a realistic recreation of Midtown Manhattan. Its realistic recreation of Midtown Manhattan will not be populated by human players throughout, like DayZ. Rather, you'll only find large groups of random players in Destiny-style social hub areas that occupy small, specific pockets of the world map. For the majority of the game, you'll simply partner up with up to three co-op buddies and battle AI enemies across a series of discrete, story-driven missions.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I don't know, I was kind of hoping for a little bit more than that, you know, especially where like you watched the those like trailers where it seemed like you were attacking other people.
Other people, yeah. Well, I know there's the dead zones or whatever that should be full of people. And I think you have the option to attack them, but you shouldn't, obviously.
I guess.
Depending on what gear
What you
you
get.
have.
Yeah.
Yeah, depending on what gear you have. Something like that. I could be wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I was kind of hoping that it was more like Destiny in the terms that you can bump into other players, but like when in Destiny, I can't hurt them. In this, I was thinking that I could totally kill them and like swipe gear.
I mean, who knows? Maybe you can.
No, it seems like you
If
can't.
you
The
haven't, okay.
way that he's saying this and the way that I watched the video, he's saying pretty much, you know,
There's
you're
no
when you're kind
interaction.
of roaming and doing story missions, you're only seeing AI. You know, he's like he said, the only time you see other players is in like social hub
Social,
areas.
okay.
So me and
Gotcha.
my thing is like, there's no way you'd be able to kill people in a social hub area because that would be like, you know, open world
Right, that's true.
multiplayer.
Yeah.
And I just don't know how well that would be received because it would be like in Metal Gear Solid where you have to play on FOB with like no invasion mode or whatever. Because it'd be like, I don't want to keep getting killed when I'm trying to just get new gear, you know? You're like looking at the gun shop, someone comes up, fucking blasts you in the back of the skull.
Take your stuff.
Yeah, did you shit?
See if okay. I would hate that, but at the same time, it'd be kind of awesome to just.
Yeah, I mean the difference is then it would be more like DayZ or like H1Z1 where like you are on your own, you know, and it's like whether or not you've got someone helping you out would be different.
Mean, if we're trying to survive, then it would be kind of cool to have your team back you up while you're trying to look for something, and then, vice versa.
Right. I mean that would be cool if they did that, but it's starting to seem
That's
like that's
asking for
not
too
what
much.
it's. Yeah, I mean that started I mean but you know again, the person who played this game only got to play a few side missions, so you know who knows how much different, you know, what unlocks or what happens in the game or if there's like a, you know,
Hopefully,
friendly
you can try
fire
to find
off mode
beta.
or something.
Hopefully, yeah.
So
Hopefully, I can try to find out in the beta
yeah, I
whatever
mean the only thing
it's.
I will say is that because it sounds like it's not like Destiny, I'm hoping that that means you can play the game truly offline in the sense that like if PSN went down or Xbox Live
You
went
can still
down, you
play,
could still
right?
play. You just wouldn't be able to access the social
The
hubs.
social zone, yeah. Which is whatever, that's
Because
fine.
like Destiny, if the servers go down, you're fucked. And it's
Yeah,
like,
you can't play, yeah.
what if I just want to fucking patrol shit?
Yeah. We have to have
Yeah,
online the
like that would
patrol?
be. Yeah, you can't load the game.
That's
You
ridiculous.
can't. The game doesn't lift. PSN is down. You cannot access Destiny. It's a
Yeah,
single
it's.
player online game, basically.
Right, online experience, yeah.
You know, because all the public events and all that kind of stuff is queued from their servers.
That's
Because you're
true.
on their servers. That's how you bump into other players. You're all on the instance online with each other. The difference would be when you go into like respawn restricted areas, that's when it cuts those people out from your instance.
Right.
And you can't see them again until you end up in like a non-restricted checkpoint or you complete and go back into a different level.
Different level, yeah.
So, yeah, so anyways, so that was my thing on The Division. And I mean, there's not a whole lot really to talk about it because there's so much we don't know, but it's what
Right,
we're
yeah.
starting to see.
Finally
And
starting to see.
what I, and so he, the guy who wrote this article, Scott, had posted, there's a video of gameplay and there was three skill trees
Yep.
and you had your medic, your tech and your security. And I'm like, we're again with these three types of characters with three types of special abilities. And it's like, so you've got the security guy who has a riot shield. You've got the tech guy who can throw some sort of like mine and you've got the medic guy who can revive people. It's like,
Right.
oh my God, can you please come up with some sort of different mechanic? Different attributes and different abilities. It seems like every game is just like, okay, we're gonna do this thing where each character you pick has like a different thing and you can do stuff.
Right. Essentially healer tank and then support,
Basically,
essentially.
yeah, I mean it's what it seems like. And it's like I get it, it's fine. I just wish that there was some other way that people were, you know, changing up the game.
Right.
And not The Division specifically. I mean, all games. Like,
It's all games.
I think Destiny, to me, would probably be the first game that, like, kind of really solidified that type of, you know, three character, three, and I'm sure someone's going to be like, oh, there's MOBAs that have this. I said for me.
Right,
me.
Because you don't play MOBAs. So.
Yeah, because I don't play MOBAs, and MOBAs have like a million characters you can pick, which totally changes the dynamic. You know, right. Destiny has three. The Division sounds like it has three.
Essentially.
Uncharted has three. You know, you've got your Brute, you've got your healer guy, you've got your sniper, four, and you've got your grappling guy.
Grappling, yeah.
So there's four support character roles, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, in Destiny they expanded it by giving the additional subclasses to each character, but they all fill roughly... They're all doing
same.
This. It's just which combination of the three do you want? Do you want a hunter that plays as a support, or do you want a hunter that plays as a tank? You know, the golden gun would be the tank. The blade dancer would be, you know,
support.
Well, it's not support, but it would be less tanky. You know, it'd be
right.
It's less tanky, even though it is kind of tanky because it's really hard to kill a blade dancer, and a blade dancer is basically in it to kill if they get near you. And then you've got, you know, the Night Stalker, which would be your support,
mm-hmm.
which can be played as an offensive role if you want to, because you can just shoot the bow into a player, but obviously designed as a support role. It's just, I don't know, it's one of those things where it's just starting to, it's less,
less,
it's less fresh. It's less new.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's exactly what
I was saying. I'm starting to understand these games before I've even played them, and because they feel so familiar in a way that's not exciting, I'm not happy to play them. You know? I'm not, like, knowing that The Division is more like Destiny means that I'll probably enjoy the game, but it's not breaking any new mechanics or introducing any new concepts. Like, Uncharted 4 introducing these support classes changes what I know from Uncharted 3. However, when I was playing, I started Uncharted 3 on the stream last night.
Nice.
And because I'm just playing through them all while I wait. I mean, granted, I'll probably be done with Uncharted 2, Uncharted 3 in like a day or two.
Right.
I miss Uncharted 3 multiplayer so much.
Like, right.
Because I'm going through the game and I'm playing with all those different weapons and I'm seeing all these characters, and it's like I miss the game. So, like, I miss that multiplayer experience so much, because not that there aren't any other games to me that delivered that experience, right? Where it's third person, you're running around, it's kind of serious, but at the same time it's not, but you can play it competitively if you want. Like,
yeah,
you know, Destiny doesn't, I mean, Destiny has that in the sense that I can play the game and not give a shit, but
right.
the rest of my team clearly is just playing to win. They're not playing to have fun.
No, right.
And the game, and in Destiny's case, the game can be so one-sided that it's just unbearable to finish a game.
It's true.
So, that, you know, Uncharted 4's multiplayer was fresh and different to me because it's something we haven't had for a while, or at least I haven't had. I don't know of any other games that felt like it. Like, PlanetSide 2, yeah, it had a third person, but it was really slow and clunky, and the maps were so big and so pointless.
Right.
It's like, it was too much. PlanetSide 2 is too much.
You ambitious,
know,
but...
Yeah, and, you know, obviously... Blacklight. Well, that's what I was going to say. Blacklight, right? It didn't have third person, but Blacklight was kind of a return to fun multiplayer, where, like, it doesn't feel so deliberate in the sense that it has to only exist in a competitive space. You know, like,
sure.
Call of Duty, I think, for me, has lost that. I don't see Call of Duty as a non-competitive thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, you know, they've built the game around this concept of being the best, being a winner, and not necessarily having fun. And I don't...
True.
You know, I can't subscribe to that anymore. I want to just have fun playing the game. I'm not going to be the best. And the funny thing is that when I was playing Destiny I haven't played Destiny probably in at least a week, but the last few times when I was streaming Destiny and I was just like, I just like to have fun. I like to enjoy the game. I was like the top of the team, first and second, like every match. And it's like, mm-hmm. I'm not trying to.
Because you weren't trying.
I'm not trying. I just want to have fun. And, you know, that's what I enjoyed about Uncharted, was that even if I was in the bottom of the list, it didn't matter to me because I was having fun. Whereas like
Yeah.
Destiny, it's just, you know, there's this
Just take a
drive.
little serious.
Yeah, it's a little more serious, I think, is really what it comes down to. And I'm excited for Uncharted 4. I am.
Yeah, I wish I would have gotten into the beta. Forgot to play the beta.
Yeah, it's good stuff. But I mean, that's kind of it for time. I mean, there's not much else I can drone on about, but with that, again, we're posting YouTube content. Feel free to go to youtube.com/c/thedgcast. Give us a subscribe. Go like some of the videos. The podcast is there too. If you're listening to the podcast on YouTube, thank you. Give us a thumbs up on the episodes. It does help. It
It
does help
does.
for like search results and stuff. Or at least on YouTube, if you're like searching gaming podcasts, I suppose. But you know, if you're listening on iTunes, you know, give us a 5-star rating or a 4-star or 3, you know, whatever you think we deserve. Because that also is super helpful.
Very helpful.
If you're listening on the website, cool. Thank you. You know,
Comment.
yeah, comment. Feel free to go to thedgcast.com. I don't know, it's weird. I get in moments where like I post a bunch of things as along with the podcast and then I don't. I have a couple game reviews in the pipeline. Punch Club is one of them. Obviously you can get an idea of if I like it by the fact that I've done like, you know, 8 Let's Plays.
Obviously, yeah.
But you know, I've got a written review of that. There's another game that's coming up that I'm working on. And yeah, I mean, follow us on Twitter at the DGcast. You can follow me at So After I Said. Mike, you are at
Tong
mtong1.
one.
Twitch.tv/DGcastTV. Feel free to give us a follow on Twitch. You know, I've been streaming not every single night, but probably, you know, no more than every 2 days I do a
Right.
stream.
Do a
And obviously,
stream.
you were streaming some
I finally
Titanfall.
streamed, yeah.
I'm gonna have to
Finally streamed.
jump into that sometime in the near
It's fun.
future.
I like Titanfall.
Yeah, I don't want to play alone though. I feel like I'm just gonna get destroyed.
That's why I played that frontier defense thing or whatever. I'll do that if I play alone. If not, if someone else jumps in me with me, whatever. Throw a match type on, let's do this.
Okay, and
But
then obviously, with Dying Light has some new content coming out, so we're gonna check that out. And yeah, so I said it. Is that everything?
Well, I know Tuesday is Resident Evil Zero, and I might stream that and try to get
Do it.
that and stream that.
Do it.
If you want to get
Yeah.
scared,
I'll hang out in the chat. I'll mod the
watch me on
chat.
Tuesday.
Get the
Watch me on Tuesday. I'm
follow
speed
alerts and
running.
all that stuff.
No, I'm kidding. I will speed run it. I don't remember it that much. Speed run it.
Yeah, you fucking speed ran the first Resident Evil though. Jesus.
Yeah, I think I'm like halfway through the night I streamed it.
Yeah.
Like Avery, I think. But
Oh, that's right. I remember you guys were both streaming it at the same time.
good game.
Well.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to stream Resident Evil, or not a try, I'm gonna stream Resident Evil Zero on Tuesday.
Right. Then that's it.
Hopefully I can do it during the
Yeah.
morning rather than night, but I
Right.
guess I'd be scared at night.
Yeah, but whatever. I mean,
Yeah,
do what you can.
I'll just do it. I'll just
Just
do
do it. But in any case, follow us on Twitter at the DGcast because that is generally when I tweet that we're gonna stream, or the YouTube notifications go there as well when videos get posted. And yeah, so I mean, that's it for episode 53 of the Disconnected Gamers podcast, and we will catch you
on the flip.